Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill releases the much-anticipated sequel, Rhyming Dory. Let me say that again. It's the much-anticipated sequel, Rhyming Dory. It's a Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, the Communist Party still rules China, and that means that the Chinese government also controls what, which just opened this week in Shanghai?
I don't know, McDonald's or something?
No, another big American company.
Opened Starbucks.
A location. Bigger.
Walmart.
Bigger.
Ugh. Oh, give me a hint, please.
It's an economically controlled world after all.
Oh, there's a Disneyland
They
in
just
China?
Opened Disneyland Shanghai.
Oh, for
which
heaven's
is interesting
sakes.
In and of itself.
Hey, but that's not right at all.
Why not, Paul?
Because it's an American thing and it should be here.
But
it's
wait
just
a minute. This is the sixth Disneyland. There's
I don't approve Disneyland. Of any of them.
There's one in Paris. There's one in Tokyo. There's one in Hong Kong. And now there is one in Shanghai.
I think Space Mountain is not in America.
They should come here, and then that way there we all get to be together. Tourists should come here. They should not. They shouldn't just make it someplace else.
Well, don't you think that the good
people... What if there was an Eiffel Tower? Well, there is one in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
but
don't you think...
The London Bridge is in Arizona.
Yeah, that's true.
Shanghai is one of the most populous cities in the world. Like 20 million people live there. Don't you think they should be able to go to Disneyland without getting on a plane?
No. I really don't. It's
any more than we should be able to go to Beijing without getting on a plane.
Exactly. Right. Any more than we should. Yeah.
What's really
or Panda Express?
People of China. Paula Poundstone is a message for you.
We're not being with one another, and instead we have this phony ride, right. Small World, and we think that we've like been with each other. You know what I mean? You go through a small world, and you go, well, that was them. Like now they're gonna think that people in Nordic countries are kind of purple and only twist a couple of inches one way or the other.
That's a small world.
That is not healthy.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry for Panda Express.
Yeah. Tom, Amazon's virtual assistant, Alexa.
Is that her name?
It is. It comes in the Echo, the Amazon Echo. Mm-hmm. Alexa is her name. She can understand your requests for information or music, almost anything. But now Amazon wants Alexa to be able to understand what?
To understand your moods.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. That's exactly right. It will understand how you're feeling. So Apple has Siri and Amazon has Alexa. Have you noticed that all these virtual assistants have female names?
Right.
Because if you asked a male computer to do something, it would say, what? Oh, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah. You know, I was fooling around with the boys and showing them how Siri worked, and I just to make them laugh, I asked Siri to call me numbnuts, and Siri said, numbnuts, I like that. And then...
Really?
It went through, and it changed my identity to numbnuts.
That's great.
All the way through the system.
Yeah.
It was like my return email address for an entire day until I figured it out.
That's fantastic.
Seriously, Rita, I CC'd Rita on an email. She says, what's this numbnuts?